It was a struggle against all odds, a struggle for equality, for the right to vote, for equal protection under the law, for freedom from discrimination, for the right to go to any barbershop, any restaurant, to sit anywhere on any bus. And though these are called civil rights, they were not given without a fight. I'm Michelle Norris, and this is the story of that struggle. There's Octavius Cato, a streetcar operator who fought against segregation in 1866. Activist Dorothy Height, who faced deadly hostility to register voters during the Depression. James Farmer, who organized freedom rides to challenge segregation in the South. There's the storied leadership of Rosa Parks, Representative John Lewis, and Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. You'll find them here in these stories, finding a way to bring change.
Eventually, segregation in public transportation will pass away. Eventually. And I think we should start now preparing for the inevitable. And let us, when that moment comes, go into the situations that we confront with a great deal of dignity, sanity, and reasonableness.
That's Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., speaking at a rally during the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott. It was during that year-long boycott that the civil rights movement was born, and Reverend King first rose to national prominence. It began on December 1st, 1955, with a simple gesture of defiance by a 42-year-old black woman who said she was tired. Tired of giving in. Her name was Rosa Parks, and she became famous that day when she refused to obey a bus driver's